Let's open this meeting at 5:30. Do we have any changes to tonight's agenda? Mr. Walker, I believe you had something?
Yes. One, we'll be proposing a change to the conditional use permit for the trolley regarding the hours. I spoke to Joe Edwards this morning. He's going to be requesting, or has requested, that we change the hours from 9 a.m. to 1:30 a.m. So we'll be amending the recommendation of the Plan Commission. And then the second... No, 7 days a week.
I mean, that's what he's changing it to.
That's what we, yes. Yeah. The email that was sent out on Friday, at that time it was 9 to 1 a.m. But I talked to Mr. Edwards today, and he's requesting 9 to 1:30, which is when the bars close.
Okay, 9 to 1:30, 7 days.
7 days a week. Okay. And I'm also withdrawing number 7, which is the liquor license for Dollar General, withdrawing that from the agenda. So those are the two changes that I will have.
Okay, any other changes to tonight's agenda? Okay, we'll make those official in our meeting. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, ma'am. You all received the application for Latrice Johnson for the library board. However, that failed to get on the agenda. So the second appointment would be I would be appointing Latrice Johnson to nominating her for the library board. And Ms. Pum said everyone got her thing. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. We'll make those official in a minute. Mr. Walker.
Madam Mayor, members of the council, this evening we're having the presentation of the annual audit reports. Council will recall that the information was circulated about a month ago, and then we sent it out with the most recent package as well. So I'll turn it now over to the auditors. Are you going to do the presentation?
Yes, so my name is Karen Link. I'm the audit manager. I work for the firm Showalter & Jabouri. This is Jim Torti. He's the president. We performed an audit of the city's financial statements for the year ended June 30th, 2012. The purpose of our audit is to plan and perform the audit to be able to express an opinion on your financial statements. Just to briefly summarize our results, we have issued an unqualified opinion, which is a clean opinion, similar to those received in the prior years. That means that, in our opinion, the financial statements are fairly presented in all material respects in conformity with accounting principles generally accepted in the United States. The Finance Department has prepared a comprehensive annual financial report, again this year, that goes above and beyond what is required of governmental reporting. This content conforms to the highest standards for preparing governmental financial statements. We also performed a single audit of your federal grants, which is required for entities that spend more than $500,000 in federal awards. For the year ended June 30, 2012, the programs audited major were the Community Development Block Grant and the Hazardous Mitigation Grant Program, and both of those programs relate to the Wilson Avenue Flood Buyout Project. And in our opinion, the city complied in all material respects with the requirements applicable to each of its major federal programs. In addition to the financial statements and single audit, we issued a report on internal control-related matters and advisory comments that provides various comments and suggestions for strengthening internal control and operating effectiveness. And in that report, we also provide a follow-up to the prior year comments. And in that report, I thought it demonstrated tremendous progress from the prior year. Last year, just for an example, last year there were 2 material weaknesses, and this year there were none. And I believe this year there was only 1 new comment. The city is in the progress, of implementing, or they have implemented many of the recommendations from the previous year. There's still a little bit more work to do, but I definitely think they're moving in the right direction. The final report provided to the City Council is the report to the Honorable Mayor and the City Council, which provides various communications that are required by professional standards. And at this time, I'd be happy to answer any questions specific to any of the reports, or if you want to go over any of the reports in more detail, you can do that.
Mr. Crow?
Thank you. What was the $90,000 fund discrepancy that we needed to work through, or that was worked through?
That's a past journal entry that is from, I believe it's from 2009. He's referring to the item that is reported in the report to the Honorable Mayor and City Council.
Right, I've only got
it's on page 2. That's a balance sheet entry that we don't exactly know what the other side is. So it's carried over from 2009, but we didn't know what the other side is. So we passed on it. We recommend that management work through to determine the proper accounting of it and how it needs to be corrected to go forward.
And so that reduced us from 2009. That just increased increased the deficit or decreased the surplus?
Well, it's a balance sheet item right now. It's a debit balance of a liability. Is that correct, Tina? And so it's right now it's on a balance sheet item, so I don't know. At one point in time, it probably rolled through the income statement, but we didn't go back to 2009 to figure out what all the different accounting entries were at that time in order to figure out how to correct it. So right, if you.
And you guys say if it needs to go away, how do we close that chapter?
Finance department has to investigate the nature of the transaction originally entered and determine whether or not it's a proper asset.
And I recognize that probably the finance department, you may not have been, I can't remember exactly, but you may not have been here even in 2009. And so I'm just trying to figure out how this rotates through and gets cleaned off.
Tina can speak to that.
The nature of the journal entry, it seemed to me like we closed the TIF East Olive back in 2007, and we're supposed to reserve all the revenue that we received from the day that we closed in order to pay back to St. Louis County. However, we short by $90,000. So when we paid St. Louis County, I believe they put the $90,000 into the balance sheet account, which if we do that properly, we should lower our revenue or increase our expenditure by that much. I wasn't able to find the document support this journal entry.
Did the TIF, if I'm listening, did the TIF overspend?
What we're supposed to do, once we claim that we closed TIF, there's some revenue that coming in, because the revenue collected by St. Louis County and distributed to us, sometime with the timing difference, they give it to us. And we should not recognize the revenue at the time that we received it, because we realize that we closed TIF. So we need to pay it back to St. Louis County. And at the time, I believe Chinook's also involved. However, we just paid it and didn't really... to me, didn't really handle the journal entry properly. Yeah.
So then you through to the city manager to us close this chapter, or is it all administrative and money goes back to St. Louis County, or how does this just...
For now, I first thought that we will take this amount against or lower our revenue. Our auditor asked that if we can do further research, investigation, before we can make the journal entry, because otherwise it's going to be what we call forced journal entry. Yeah.
So will we hear back on this from...
Councilmember, yeah. we'll get back to that. Neither one of us were in our current positions at the time, so we're going to have to... We're trying to find out what happened back in those days that was not appropriate.
And then just going through the other notes that you had on page 3 of deficiencies considered to be significant, internal control over financial reporting, although it's improved in the first sentence, relied in part on the independent external auditor to assist in preparation of the financial statements. I guess I'm trying to figure out, though it's improved, are we at a point yet where we're no longer going to be improving, but we're getting this done to you on in the appropriate time frame, or this is a continuing process that we're improving upon?
Last year was the first year that finance department has to prepare financial statements. So the first time, and we did have our new staff that just came on board right after year end. So we just need, you know, more time, and we have discussed this issue, and it should not happen in the future year.
Thank you. And then the next one, which is just documentation of internal controls. Again, is that the same thing, that this is the last time we'll see this particular item, which is just the third paragraph down on that page 3 that says the city has daily accounting procedures. However, they have not documented them in such a fashion to permit effective use by the governing body.
We did our risk assessment and internal control auditing, petty cash and startup cash in the smaller scale, and auditors suggest that we can do that in the large scale, involve all other departments and report it to city council and the mayor about our findings. But we have done with the petty cash and startup cash inventory. Auditor also provide us with an example of certain school district that we can follow.
Right, and I believe that's currently being done on a more informal basis, like they're with their current job, you know, day-to-day activities. They know, oh, well, this department over here handles cash, and we have these controls in place. But, unfortunately, things happen. And if, you know, something were to happen to anyone in the finance department, then that history would be lost if it's not documented. So we're recommending that it be documented so that anybody could come in and pick up and know, you know, what the finance department knows in their head or what they've done so far and what the plan is going forward.
And your risk assessment concerns are the same as the internal control concerns. It's just documentation?
Correct.
Okay. And then, I blame this maybe to staff more than to the auditors. The new accounting system training and thorough evaluation, are we getting closer on everybody being trained on the new system, or where's this baby?
Yes, sir. We have added a new module for staff to be trained. For example, the grants, the project accounting. In the past, department will keep track of their grants and finance keep track of our own as well, and we didn't really communicate internally real well, so it's hard for auditors try to make sure that the money that we receive as the grants was spent properly. So now we implement what is called project accounting. And we set up the project for all the grants that the city has been awarded, and we share with all other departments all the expenditure and the revenue that come in with the same grant. We will assign with the same project.
And Tina, I appreciate it. I was actually down on C, not grants management, but the accounting system training, because we've had this item out here for at least a year or two, and not directly to you, but we've had training and software, and where are we on everybody getting trained? Didn't we allocate money for additional training? And
I think the short answer is we're making progress. You know, we're moving forward to ensure that people are properly trained and working with not only the finance staff, but with other departments as well.
Do we have some mechanism by which we know that, I don't know what your goals, but surely you guys have some project plan that says, we expect this number of people to be trained by this time on these modules, this many people to be trained by this time on these modules. I mean, usually when you have this large of a training program going on for such a complicated system, somebody is saying, here's our timeline and here's how we're pushing all these people through it. And can we get an update on that that says
yes.
where we are?
Yeah, we'll provide a written update on that.
I think this is one that probably, again, this is kind of like the training system. Collection, allowance for doubtful accounts. God love this issue. It's been out there for at least the whole time I've been on counseling before. Is there any movement afoot anywhere, shape, whatsoever, form for us to do anything other? I know we hired the collection firm. That sort of has not necessarily yielded the results everybody wanted, at least the last time I recall having a casual conversation about that. And is there any further movement to clean that item up or collect more money?
We just did analysis recently, and we found that there's approximately 400 properties that we need to, we just sent out the letter, give them 30 days notice that we're going to shut off the system, and after that we're going to put the liens on the properties, because that's only tools that we can catch up the properties, because somehow the property is able to change hands without communicated to us, and so we just have to start doing that.
And so is staff doing the liens, or are you having somebody, or is the collection
firm
doing it?
We do ourselves, yeah. We submit the request to St. Louis County. And we pay $27 per each lien. And St. Louis County put on the book and on the page numbers and forward it back to us. That way, when there's some changing hands, we can cash, you know, to collect the money. However, we still have problem with some of the foreclosure properties, because the people who purchase the foreclosure properties claim that, you know, all the debt should be wiped off because of the deal. So
that's $9,000 in recording fees. Am I? Simple math.
Yeah.
27 times 400 is
right. We sent out about 100.
About 10,000, I think. Now that I'm under, sorry, I'm a little under that. Ed's eyes. I was like, well, wait, I think I must be under.
But then when we released the lien, we collected from them as well.
No, and I agree. And Tina, whatever we do has got to be better than what we've done historically. My question is just, I even worry about the $27 per property that we'll even get that back, because our track record is not good on these.
And we also are still using collection agency. Their performance not so great, but we've been receiving between 800 to 1,000 each month from them. Yeah.
Okay. That was on that book.
Ms. Carr?
I wanted to stay in the same book. So page 5, number 2 is the quote I always make, that the city refrain from approving expenditures in excess of the budget and amend the budget. So it looks to me like this came only out of these two funds and no other place. Is that correct?
That is correct, because we didn't get information from a special district until year end, because they have their own board to approve their expenditure. And so by the time that we get all the details, yeah. I have talked to controller of Parkview Gardens Special Business District, and then he claimed that because of the fiscal years are different, their fiscal year run by January through December. So if we ask information up until June, so their numbers not quite accurate. So, but by year end, they said they always spend within their budget.
Okay, so kind of as a follow-up, I remember seeing budget amendments that used to come across to the council, and maybe this is for Mr. Walker. I haven't seen one of those, and I don't. And I know that the council has been asked to approve additional expenditures. How does that show up, and how does that jive with this recommendation that we refrain from spending money we haven't allocated in our budget?
We'll be doing some budget amendments here shortly, I believe, won't we?
Yeah, for the city, yeah, we vote it. Yeah, we do quarterly, 30 days after the end of quarter, yeah, each quarter. We have done once for the first quarter of 2013.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? No other questions. Thank you very much.
If you have any follow-up questions, our contact information is in here as well, so you can always contact us via phone or email or...
I think Mr. Kraft just...
Since you're here, maybe somebody already asked, but wouldn't it make the world a lot easier if the pension plan was on the same fiscal year as the city? Seeing as next year isn't... Aren't the pension, under the new rules, the pension is going to be included under the city budget, not as a separate line? Is that correct?
The pension is recorded as an expense for the city on the government-wide financial statements, which is essentially the first set of financial statements for governmental financial reporting. The second set is the fund financial statements, which is how you guys record your general ledger. So short answer to your question is no, you're not going to have to record the pension expense on your budget. It's going to be a government-wide entry, which does not get ran through the budget.
So I thought there was a change in reporting that was starting in 2014.
14.
So what's the change? Did you just explain it? Is that the change?
Sure.
So what's different next year that we didn't do last year?
It's actually not going to be next year either. It's going to be, is it for the fiscal year ending June 30, 2015? 14. Okay, so for June 30, because next year will be June 30 of 13, so June 30 of 14, it will be the expense that you guys are recording and the liability that you record on the government-wide financial statements will now be the accumulated actuarial liability against what you actually have as assets. So it will be the entire liability is being recorded instead of the current standards that require you. It's generally a much less liability. So the offset would be the expense.
So my question would be, for some bizarre reason, our pension plan has a different fiscal year. I mean, I know you guys can do the calculations, but wouldn't it be easier if everybody was on the same fiscal year?
Oh, absolutely.
Is there any reason that they shouldn't be on the same fiscal year?
Not that I'm aware of.
Is there any legal reason why we can't insist that Parkview Gardens be on the same fiscal year, or do they have a separate charter that we have no control over?
I bet you don't want to answer that one. I bet you don't want to answer that one. I mean, that's a legal question, so.
Well, but the accounting rules, I mean, are they part of the city, or are they separate? Can we tell them that we want them to have their fiscal year the same as our fiscal year?
The answer is, whether they're part of the city or separate, they're both. But that's something that I'll consult the city attorney and get back to you on that. I don't want to give an answer that may not be complete.
Are there any other entities that are not on our fiscal year that you guys ran across? The library's on our fiscal year?
The library's at June 30,
aren't they? What about the Loop Special Business District? Are they on a separate fiscal year?
the loop special business, it's the same fiscal year as the city.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, only.
Mr. Crow.
Karen, did you guys, or Jim, did you guys take a look at, since we talked a little bit about weaknesses and internal controls, did you guys, and you may not have, take a look at our credit cards and our use of credit cards and the issuance of credit cards, or was that not part of this audit process?
We review the internal control process on a high level, and we probably documented the procedures over credit cards. I can't tell them to you right at the moment, but if there's something that, as we're planning our audit and planning the procedures that we're going to perform, if we run across something that we see as a concern, you know, we'll bring it to your attention. But that's not something that we generally
look at
on every audit.
For the credit card expenses, I'm presuming that it hasn't really changed, that throughout the entire organization, it's pretty typical that there's usually a check and balance on the use of the credit card and the reimbursement, and someone's approving that?
Right, like before the credit card gets paid, there should be a match-up of all the individual receipts. You know, like if you go on a board or council trip, you know, you should have to bring back your receipts, and they should be matched up before the bill is paid.
And then for us as council members, is there a process by which, since it's coming out of our funds, that we should have some approval of something? I'm just trying to determine, you know, both the issuance of a credit card and then the use of a credit card, that to me, even if you're the CEO, usually the board still, or a committee of the board, looks at your expenses. Or if you're a board member and you use a credit card, the audit committee looks at your expenses. I'm just trying to figure out here who actually approves everybody's expenses, and frankly, who approves the issuance of a credit card. And I don't know that I have an answer for that question.
For all city staff members, I ultimately approve the credit card issuance.
And then for council members, who approves credit cards?
Credit cards or credit card expenses? I don't approve. For any council member.
Well, someone had to approve for the mayor to get a credit card on the city. It wasn't me, and it wasn't the council. And if it wasn't you, then who approved? I don't think we've ever had a mayor have a credit card. Ever. So I'm trying to figure out who approved a credit card, who approves the expenses, because if it's all coming out of legislative, then that's probably not your bailiwick. That would be us. And I don't understand how a member of council got a credit card issued on the city without the rest of us knowing about it.
I don't know. I was just given a credit card when I came, and I've had $400 in expenses in 2.5 years, and everyone has been paid through the legislative, the city clerk,
but
and it's all been matched to receipts.
I'm still coming back with who. No other mayor has ever had a city-issued credit card. Who?
I don't know if any other mayor has never had a city-issued credit card, Mr. Crow.
So, okay, I'll go this one more time. Who issued the credit? I'm okay with credit card expenses, but I don't know that the city manager had the authority to issue a credit card. He's saying he didn't do it, and you said you didn't do it, so I'm just trying to figure out who did it.
Yeah, let's take a look at that, Councilmember Crow. I suspect that it was, I wasn't here when she became the mayor, and I believe she had the credit card when I got here, didn't you? I think so. Anyway, we can take a look at it. We just don't have an immediate answer.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions? Hearing none. Sorry, Ed. We will adjourn this meeting, and we'll have the next meeting in 30 minutes. Thanks.